Okay, I know I haven't been able to do this for a while, having phone problems, but here goes. Last night on SmackDown, Daniel Bryan will now get a tag team title match against the Bludgeon Brothers, and last night on SmackDown, he reunited with an old friend. Team Hell No has returned together. Daniel Bryan's partner, Kane. That's right, the same Kane that is the Undertaker's brother. The same Kane who used to be a dentist and knows how to yank out, Isaac. So at the next pay-per-view, it will be Kane and Daniel Bryan against the Bludgeon Brothers. Also, I think we have Lashley's going to face Roman Reigns. Only thing I have is what Roman and Lashley said to each other on Monday Night Raw was absolutely the truth. Lashley didn't do much in WWE when he was here before. And, of course, Roman says that he main evented WrestleMania 4 years in a row. And Lashley comes back with, yeah, don't you think by now people are getting tired of you? Okay, here we go. 20 years ago today, I understand that there was a match at King of the Ring that you'll never see again, at least not the way it was. And that match was the Hell in a Cell match between Mankind and The Undertaker. Go back and look at it on the network. Them two guys worked their asses off. Those are the same two guys that worked for WCW under Jim Herd and Eric Bischoff's reign. And he didn't know what the hell to do with them. Undertaker, of course, started his career down in Tennessee. Master of Pain, Punisher, Texas Rain. He comes up to WCW. They call him Mean Mark. They make him a skyscraper when Sid Vicious gets hurt. That didn't work. What can we do with a guy who's 6'9"? Make him president of WCW. And then he comes to WWE, shows up at the Royal Rumble with Brother Love, and never went back. Because he said that WCW didn't treat him the way he thought he deserved to be treated. WWE did, and has. They say that there will never be another Ric Flair, Dusty Rhodes, Roddy Piper, and there will never be another Undertaker. When you talk about the greatest characters in WWE history, Hulk Hogan might be up there. Undertaker is up there, definitely. Years ago, there was a statement that somebody said that Vince McMahon created Hulk Hogan. Vince McMahon didn't create Hulk Hogan. We did. You and me. The fans who bought the souvenirs, bought the DVDs, bought the music CDs. That's who created all the characters that Vince has got. The fans did. Who's going to buy 2K19 when it comes out? Vince? He probably gets it before everybody else anyway. No, we are. Who made The Shield what they were? We did. Who makes Roman Reigns what he is? Well, we didn't have anything to do with that. Who put Braun Strowman over? We do. Who made Trish Stratus the most I guess you could say, sex symbol that she was? We did. Who watches the shit that they put on Monday Night Raw every Monday night? We do. Why are they putting on shows like they're putting on a Monday Night Raw? They have nothing else to do. They don't know how to do it the right way. They should go back in their own network and look at how they did Monday Night Raw when it was good. Or at least hire people who know what to do. Not Hollywood scriptwriters. SmackDown goes to Fox next year. If I'm Fox, I would basically say it this way. We don't want the same SmackDown that was on USA. We want a better show than that. They were looking for new people to sign. They had the United Kingdom tournament recently on the network. When they have scouts to go to different wrestling promotions or wrestling shows and they find people that they want to hire, You got to work with those people to get them over with the mainstream crowd. Send them down to NXT and let them build their personality that way. They brought Bobby Lashley back. Did he go to NXT? No, he went right up to the main roster. And everything Roman Reigns said about Bobby Lashley and Raw was true. He left WWE, went to TNA, wanted to be an MMA guy. That's why they brought him back. They want to eventually have him fight Brock Lesnar. Maybe he might do a better job than Roman. Hell, I could do a better job than Roman. Trish Stratus could do a better job than Roman. Undertaker may be at SummerSlam. All of a sudden you see Kane come back to team up with Daniel Bryan. That's not bad. I don't mind that too much. I want to get a tag title shot at Extreme Rules. Could we see The Undertaker show up? Maybe. But against who? You want to get Roman Reigns over. Guilt by association, the same thing you do with The Shield. Have Roman team up with The Undertaker. Maybe if he teams up with The Undertaker instead of wrestling against him, the crowd might cheer for him. Of course, I might become president of the United States, too.